Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise.
Welcome, welcome, and welcome back to the Daughter of Godcast, a podcast about the making of the longest little movie ever, Daughter of God. This is episode 072, Date Dance, the second episode of the second season, Crowd Creation, where each week the internet offers feedback and I listen. I've even tweaked the title of the second season from Crowd Completion to Crowd Creation because of the feedback from last week's episode 071, Wall Street Underwater. I had planned to have new infrastructure ready for the start of season two, refreshing Dog.Movie, a presence on at least five new social media platforms, all the movies from season one gentle release moved to Vimeo. But on the last day of 2017, my dad decided to return to the non-physical, and as my family showed up for the funeral, one by one they were taken out by a funky flu, myself included. Episode 071 arrived late, social media deployment was incomplete, and the email list neglected. In spite of these challenges, excellent feedback was had. And so, without further eloquence, here's the summary. There was feedback from James at www.dog.movie and Susan and Allison via Facebook. James wrote, "Wow! My first thought was, that looks like Wall Street has been taken over by the ocean. Totally believable. It reminds me a little of the book New York 2140. I felt both amused and alarmed when I saw it. Kind of like, this is scary stuff. Why aren't more people concerned about what is happening to our planet? It is amazing how far a little clip can go and what it brings up." Snip. Since amused and alarmed was roughly what I was reaching for, James's feedback felt really satisfying. Scary stuff was also good. He had a complex emotional experience, which is a confirmation that this shot is well balanced between humor and horror, between subtle and shocking. From Facebook, here's what Susan had to say. "A crumbling facade of wealth and power being replaced by a new paradigm." Now, that's not exactly a description of an emotion, but knowing Susan as I do, she's talking about a good feeling, uplift. This was new territory. I didn't expect that Wall Street Underwater might be inspiring. Allison's comment expanded on my surprise. I immediately felt relief, as in, wouldn't it be nice if the Wall Street concept was gone? It could be a relic under the water, rendering Wall Street a myth, the likes of Atlantis. Rest in peace, but forever in our view, so that we can know how much less stressful life is without the Wall Street ethos in our society. So for Allison too, the feeling was positive. The entire shoreline is a jumble of bricks and broken stonework, implying destruction. Not just of buildings though, but destruction of an oppressive, exploiting force. An abstraction, unbridled American capitalism. So the destruction isn't mournful or horrifying. It's freeing, relief-bringing, hopeful. I hadn't intended that connection. And that's why feedback is so helpful. Confirming a shot works as expected, as in James's experience, is satisfying. Finding out a shot works in ways I didn't imagine, as in Susan and Allison's feedback, is mind-expanding. Allison had a dream inspired by Wall Street Underwater that she's been writing about and expanding on, and which could evolve into a novel, Wading the Waters, 2,300 words so far and counting. You can read the first wave of Allison's words as a comment on episode 071 at dog.movie. Allison's story is a huge bonus. If the test screening of The Daughter of God inspired lots of new projects, that would be a dream come true. Open Source Incarnate. So we're switching the title of season 2 from completion to creation. Since we're all doing this together, then test screening isn't about one movie coming to an end, but potentially a constellation of new projects starting up. In summary, last week's feedback shows Wall Street Underwater to be properly balanced and, unexpectedly, a flip of the standard post-apocalyptic paradigm, at least for folks with a vision for a more just and compassionate world. The feedback approach needs work, though. Facebook stats show that hundreds of friends saw the Facebook post, but Vimeo stats record only 23 plays. And why didn't those other 20 people offer feedback? There was no negative feedback either, so I think asking for critique is important. I'm going to add instructions to this week's chunk to see if we can increase feedback, which is what's up next, date dance. Here's the setup. In a post-apocalyptic world, the refugee Christina has been convinced by her dead Uncle Joe that she's going to give birth to the daughter of God after she seduces Jerry, the awkward recluse. Christina is getting ready for her date with Jerry by dancing into and out of a variety of costumes. And here's the question. Based only on her clothing choices and style of movement, what 3 to 5 adjectives best describes Christina for you? Remember, every opinion is helpful. There's no right or wrong answers. And that's this week's episode, folks. Now, be sure to watch Date Dance and post your own comments. I think the Daughter of God cast is steadily getting more fun. Join us with your ideas. This adventure of mutual movie making is brought to you in just under 10 minutes, courtesy of myself, Dan Kelly, aka Shri Fuji Split, and the entire dog family, including both the living and the dead, the biologically thriving and immuno-challenged, the dreamers and the woke, the liars and the evidence-based, insiders and outliers, less me and way more you. We're off to a stumbling but thrilling start, and I am so lucky to be right here, echoing my little word song off the Pillars of Duality, just another sheet metal duck in the cosmic shooting gallery, where, according to that big bearded super generalist Randall Carlson, we could be slapped back into the Stone Age by a wandering megachondrite at any moment. He's right, I think. We're a planet of high-stakes gamblers, dice tossers, and card sharks. You thought Wall Street was nuts. Look to the skies!